The federal opposition is urging the Prime Minister to intervene in the government's latest pay offer for the Australian Defence Force. Late last week, the government finalised an offer of a yearly increase in pay of 1.5% for the next 3 years. It still has to be approved by an independent tribunal, but the opposition and the Defence Force Welfare Association say it represents a real cut in wages, leave and entitlements at a time when troops are on active service overseas. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Members of the Australian Defence Force don't get a chance to vote on their pay agreements like other public servants. Instead, the offer from the Commonwealth is assessed by the Defence Force Remuneration Tribunal. That's due to happen tomorrow when the opposition's urging the Prime Minister to intervene before then.
Tony Abbott promised no surprises and now he wants to cut the wages of our defence personnel. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. No surprises, send the troops to war, and then suddenly cut their pay.
The opposition's defence spokesman, Stephen Conroy, says the Labor leader, Bill Shorten, has written to Tony Abbott, urging the government to reconsider its offer.
Our defence forces are in a unique set of circumstances. It's not like they can withdraw their labour. I mean, it's the defence force, for goodness sake. So you've seen the level of outrage in just a few days from the defence forces themselves. The defence forces are up in arms, but they don't have any other capacity than to talk to their welfare association and to make some public commentary. And so that's why Tony Abbott should show some leadership and intervene on behalf of defence personnel.
The Defence Force Welfare Association's national president, David Jamieson, says they've surveyed around 8,000 serving members since Friday and 90% are dissatisfied with the offer. He says given the budget situation, they weren't expecting an increase in real wages, but what they've been offered is well below inflation.
The offer is 4.5% over 3 years, which works out to be roughly half the inflation rate. So it's effectively reducing the purchasing power of ADF salaries. To achieve this reduction in pay, they're asked to give up 6 days leave a year, also face lower mileage rates when they're moved from one posting to another and have to drive, and the married members who are unaccompanied, in other words, being posted remote from their families, will lose an allowance to allow them to buy food whilst they're living singly away from base.
And Mr Jamieson says it's on top of the budget decision to change the indexation for the veterans' disability pension.
Under the budget provisions that have been recently announced and now this new pay offer, they're certainly not being fairly treated at all.
The Assistant Defence Minister Stuart Robert didn't respond to AM's request for an interview. On Friday, he said the deal will deliver a pay increase and it balanced the government's remuneration policy with recognising the unique nature of military service.
Naomi Woodley.